Welcome to Fireside Chats. My name is Magla Pillay, and it is my honor to introduce to you today Sister Denise, who has been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over four decades. Today's topic is entitled Enduring the Unendurable, and it was chosen in this series so that you, the viewer, can have the opportunity to find resonance in something that is shared on the show, to let you know that whatever it is that you are going through, whether it's good or bad or extremely ugly, your plight is understood, and irrespective of how intense your problems may seem, there is a solution, a viable solution for whatever it is that you may be going through. Today's show looks at the core of spirituality. We look at aspects like philosophical as well as spiritual integrity. We also ask you to look at your relationship with the divine, whatever you call him by or her by, and to ask yourself whether you enjoy a balanced relationship with God. To this end, I wish to welcome Sister Denise in the studio today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So, Sister Denise, enduring the unendurable. There are human beings across the globe who find themselves in very dire situations, predicaments, if you will, and they find it impossible to overcome it or to breathe, such as the intensity of the pain. It need not be physical, as pain on all levels. How does one face such situations?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are so many people who are having to endure the unendurable. A lot of people are in war situations. A lot of people are they're affected by hate. People are discriminating against them on the basis of race or religion or gender. People are being ill-treated, denied, deprived in so many ways. And there are also people who are apparently having everything you need to have, but still the situation is unendurable because of the quality of the relationship. And so what do we need for that? Well, two things. One of them is we need to have an angle on it that shifts it from unendurable to endurable. And that's one thing. And then the other is what we call spiritual powers. And one of the useful attributes of meditation is it does actually cause you to actually become more powerful than you were. So it's really building capacity, building power. So one is the power of tolerance. Most people are unable to tolerate discomfort, pain, difficult relationships. They have a short fuse and they will explode, or they will do something to try to put an end to it because of being unable to tolerate. So spiritual practice really helps us in that, because one of the angles that we have on it is a situation will arise, it'll persist for a while, and then it will subside. And if you keep that in your mind, that this too will pass, it allows you to increase your powers of endurance, knowing that it will pass. Sooner or later, it will pass. So then you try to take yourself out of a limited time frame into a larger or even possibly an unlimited time frame. Then you combine that with powers of tolerance. We also have another one that we speak about, power of accommodation. Yeah, a lot of things people find unendurable is other people's personalities.
Oh, yes. we will come to that. Yes.
So part of the reason why we aren't able to tolerate another person's personality is because we have grown accustomed to having our way, and everybody has to serve me. But then you always find somebody who just won't comply, who just will be, you know, someone who's always nipping away at your ankles, you know, and giving you a hard time. And so you have to grow yourself to be able to accommodate that. And if you think about the other person who's annoying you, just an annoyance can become unendurable. But you just keep on giving them permission to be whoever they are, to perform whatever is their, you can say, destined role in the big drama of human life. And just having an attitude of giving somebody permission to be whoever they are. You know, our conventional morality actually gets us to find fault very, very easily. And finding fault means that we're trying to put a stop to the thing that is annoying us, or that we don't appreciate or don't approve of or think is wrong. Whereas the spiritual angle on it says it is what it is. You know, who are you to say which kind of personality is the right one and any other one is, you know, unacceptable? Spirituality says there's a huge variety of people and they're all very, very different. And you really wouldn't want everybody to be one way. But it's a really a matter of including everybody and including the way that they are. Mm. Now, there are other situations which are really bad. You're being abused or something like this. When you are tensing yourself up against it, and then you're also really draining your energy, and you will get to a point where you just break. And so that is not a very good way to go. I think one can do a lot of things in the mind to distance oneself from it. And there are little phrases you can use, like, it's happening, but it's not happening to me. And you just look at it as a detached observer. You don't take it personally, you don't take it on, you don't take it in. And there, what you're really doing is shoring up your sense of self-dignity, your sense of self-worth, and you're sort of looking at the behavior, especially if it's abusive language, you're just not there for it, you know. And it takes two to tango. So eventually, if a person gets it that you don't really care, and you're not interested, you're not taking it on board, they stop, you know. So it's really about you deciding who you're going to be in this scene, you see. Because in spirituality, we look at the world as different scenes with different actors in it. So I'm an actor. How will I play this scene? You know, an actor can perfectly well be in a scene where there's abusive language going on, but it's an act, you know. So you decide how you're going to play it, and you neutralize the situation. Their intention is for you to take it in and take it on and get very affected by it, but you don't have to be. And then when it doesn't work, you see, you're asserting your independence in that scene. And that is your personal self-empowerment, you know.
Yes, Denise, there are certain things that are almost physically impossible to handle, and what some people describe as being physically impossible to handle, like chronic pain. Okay? Where it's a situation where there's such intense pain in the body that breathing is a problem. Okay? How does one apply what you just said in that context?
Well, in Raj Yoga, one of the things that we practice is disconnecting from the body. And what that can do is substantially reduce the pain, because your pain is experienced by you through the mind. And when you disconnect mentally from the body, then, you know, what you're experiencing in the mind is going to change. So using the idea of the self as a soul who is in the body and practicing this detachment from the body means that you're withdrawing from your nervous system, you're withdrawing from your sense perception, and you can reduce the pain greatly through that. And there's another thing which I discovered, is that you can go into the pain.
What does that mean?
Going into the pain is where you kind of relax and you make friends with the pain.
Oh, gosh. Tell us how, Denise. That sounds like an anomaly.
Pain is a messenger, and it has something to tell you, not about what's wrong with your body, but it's all to do with something much, much deeper. If you look at it in terms of karma accounts, pain is a form of payment for karma, but also it's a doorway into understanding what I, the self, am doing that is not right, which is causing the pain, because the pain is there to tell me how you're leading your life is not right, and I'm going to give you a hard time until you get the point and start to live your life differently, you see. And so that means you have to really listen to the message of the pain. And what I discovered, because I also had a period of time with intense chronic pain, and it's really when I started to relax into the pain and kind of tell it, okay, take me, and let me know what you have to say. So that means absolutely no resistance to the pain. Then it will start to deliver its message, and then you get the clarity. And then when it's done its job, it leaves and goes away. And this is a very powerful discovery, I think. So I think that not necessarily that in every case a person will be able to achieve these things, but you can certainly make a big difference, you know, because one of the problems of chronic pain is that you start to get prescribed addictive medications. You know, one of the big problems at the moment is the opioids, and opioids are effectively like heroin, the same ingredients, and so you become an addict very quickly, and that is a very worse thing to be in than the chronic pain. So as much as you can do the work of working through the pain in terms of your mental and spiritual work, to that extent you're going to have substantially less dependence on the medication. But if you make a good balance between meditation and medication, you can be much better off. Otherwise you just go into it further and further, and you need more and more, and you become effectively a lost cause.
Okay. You obviously have to draw upon a reservoir of great strength in order to do what you just said. How do you do that if you don't have any strength left? Where do you get your strength from?
Well, one source of strength is your relationship with God. But another source of strength is the unendurable things that can break you. They can also make you. You know,
is it your choice?
If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you strong. And so you can approach the unendurable as, okay, you're unendurable, but you're here for a purpose. You're here for me. You're here to make me strong. So let me, you know, work with this unendurable thing as a means to find greater strength. And that will work very well.
Mm. Okay. Mr. Denise, we have all types of people watching this show. And, you know, when you reach a point in your life where you say, I cannot take this anymore. I can't go on any longer. You know, that mm-hmm. Space. What do you have to say to such a person? Because it's an expression that you hear so commonly.
Mm. Everybody has their threshold.
Yes.
It varies from person to person.
Yes.
You know.
And there are many people sitting on their threshold who will be listening to you right now. What is your message to them?
I think that, at least for myself, you know, I will really use the spiritual study and the spiritual practice to keep on raising the bar.
Of your threshold.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep on raising it. Mm. The other thing is, especially when you're not taking it personally, you say, okay, I am responsible for being in this unendurable situation. You turn it around, because normally you think some external force is responsible and you position yourself as a victim, you see. But you can change that. You can say, okay, I chose to be in this situation. Now, do I choose not to be in this situation? And you start to be able to look at some of the options that you might not have otherwise thought of, because you have to be creative. Mm. And sometimes, you know, the pain will get worse and worse and worse until you really start thinking and really start doing something. But I think it's to do with not giving up. Mm. Otherwise, people will just give up.
Not giving up on?
Well, not giving up on yourself, not giving up on the situation, convincing yourself, being convinced that there is a way out, I just have to find it. And not just carrying on until you jolly well find it, however long it takes, you see. Mm. And that is successful, you see.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is you are calling upon your courage, you're calling upon your as yet unrecognized, unknown reservoirs of strength. And I think also in your relationship with God, you can say to God, okay, God, you and me, we're going to get through this thing, you know, because I know that I'm not alone in this. And you don't just let it get to you. You don't just let it get you down.
Mm.
And it's possible. It's an attitude.
Is it ever okay to draw on other human beings for strength, or nature, or animals, or...
I think you should draw on whatever you can.
Ah, okay.
Draw on whatever you can. Let there
and
not be any limits.
That includes on whomever you can.
Yes, yes.
To face.
Yes.
Okay. In another show, you spoke about the powers that you get through meditation to handle the situation. Which powers will be applicable in this scenario?
Well, one very important one is the power of discrimination.
And that's...
Because you need to be able to discern, okay, here's a lesson. What is the test? What is the lesson? What's going on here? You know, once you can understand what the exam is, then you get on and pass it. But if you don't understand what's going on, you position yourself as a sort of incapable victim, you're paralyzed, you see. But to know, you know, I'm invincible, I'm, you know, indestructible, I'm just taking a test here, I just have to understand the question, and then I can get on and do the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Because mm-hmm. University of life, you know, mm-hmm. not doesn't mean I give up on my reality, my real reality, you mm-hmm. see. Otherwise, mm-hmm. people do that. They just, oh, you know, give up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, Sister Denise, what is God's role in all of this? He sees you, his child, suffering. What does he do? What is he thinking?
Well, definitely God cannot bear to see his child suffering. And definitely God will wait to act for the child to ask the right question. That's a very interesting reality, that once you say the right thing in your address to God, then you provoke the reaction or the response that God can give you. You know, and if you say, you know, oh God, do something, that won't work. You know, say, oh God, you and me together, we're going to do this. That's going to get you a lot further. Say, oh God, what is the lesson here? Let me understand what's going on here. You're going to get further, you see. But you have to be in your own dignity, because God also works with you much better when you're in your power than when you're just weak, you know, and begging. God doesn't really go for that.
Okay. So are you saying that if one is, for example, facing intense physical pain, just a change in attitude, does it have a physical component to it? Does it actually change? Does it change your pain? Do you need to change your pain, or do you need to change your attitude towards the pain?
Well, you change your attitude towards the pain, and not just the pain, the painful place, but your relationship with pain itself, you see. Because if you have an antagonistic relationship with pain, it's an adversarial situation, pain is always going to win. Because it's stronger than you.
That's painful even to listen to. Okay, so basically what you're saying is what you resist persists.
Well, yes, yeah.
Okay.
And so if you say, okay, pain, come, let's talk. I know that you're a very benevolent energy in my life, and I need to understand where's the profit in this, you know, and really use it, really turn it around to your advantage, and you will start getting somewhere. It's just that people approach these things really the wrong way, and become a victim, you see. And being a victim is not good for human dignity. So we have to pull ourselves out of that victim role and get on the same side of the table as pain, rather than in an adversarial role, you see.
Okay. So when you commence this conversation with pain, pain talks back to you how?
Pain will deliver a legacy. You embrace the pain, and it'll come to you as a kind of understanding, a realization, an insight. And I talk of it as a legacy, a gift.
Pain is a gift.
Okay. Pain is a great teacher.
Okay, Sister Denise, pain is one such example. Some individual may find themselves living, the other endurables that I'm trying to think of is if you live in a country that is engaged in active war, if you've lost a child, which is, I think, one of the most painful experiences a human being can have to bear. If you've committed some major blunder that is irreversible and that has lifelong consequences for you, that's causing you pain. There's various different types of pain, which we will take up on another episode. But if you can't actually change your circumstances,
but you can change your attitude towards it. You see, again, in spirituality, so you're changing your eyes. You start looking at the scenario as a movie, you know, and that is going to give you the ability to endure it, you see. When you take it as real, and of course it is real, but you take it as real and you let it get to you. But if you consider it as a movie, then you're going to be able to manage your, you know, post-traumatic stress and all of that much, much better because of the angle that you view it with, you see. And because we are living in such extreme times, we have to do these things. Because if you don't, it's going to destroy you. You know, you persist because you're an eternal soul, but you're destroyed psychologically, you're destroyed in your ability. You wouldn't develop the resilience. So you use these different approaches to be able to get through it, and you do. Always think God is there, you know, assessing you. Say you never get any situation that's too much for you. And you just call upon greater and greater strength, and it is there for you when you call upon it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, Sister Denise, thank you so much. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of today's episode. This is a subject that one can discuss for hours at end, but we have time constraints, and I'm sure the audience learned something today that they've never heard before. So thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. And for those of you who are at home, I do hope that you were able to see the wisdom behind what Sister Denise was sharing. Making friends with pain, that is a sentence that I've never heard of before. It might be news to you. If it's a shock to your system to hear such a strange phrase, please do not reject it immediately. Sit with it a few days, and if you find yourself in a situation where you're experiencing what you consider impossible to bear, whether it's psychological, whether it's emotional, whether it is physical, if you're enduring something that is so difficult, Sister Denise has shared that by simply changing your attitude, you can actually change your circumstances. So I think the deepest message for me was that something external can be changed just through changing your mind about the subject. And Sister Denise has also shared with us how you enlist the help of the divine to help you through your processes as well. So whatever it is that you have been experiencing, help is at hand. And I hope that you are able to use whatever you heard today to move forward. We thank you for joining us. Thank you and goodbye. Thank you.